Let's take a little bit more on this subject now with Dave Lockwood from Gravesend. Dave is a dementia friend and was planning to hold an awareness session at Ebbsfleet United, where he volunteers as a match day announcer. Dave, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Morning, Josh. Yeah, very well, thank you.
Dawn just spoke so eloquently on this subject, something you feel strongly about as well. Just explain why you decided to volunteer as dementia friend and exactly what it entails, Dave.
During my day job, I work for a large private genealogy company called Finders International, and we made a decision that we would look at every member of staff undergoing a dementia friend session to see what's to better prepare us for dementia and to understand it better. And I took that on board, and with my previous role where I worked in social care, I had an understanding of dementia as well, having been in contact with people with dementia, and so it was something that I needed to do to become a champion to talk about what the work of Alzheimer's Society are doing as dementia friends, and to spread the word about dementia. The main message that we give out, it is possible to live well with dementia, and people are living with dementia. So we try not to make it as a negative thing, but we try to look at the what you can take positives from it and how you can live with it.
Tell us why you thought it was important to raise awareness of dementia at Ebbsfleet United, where you volunteer. You talked about your day job, because I understand the event was cancelled because of lockdown, but you were planning on talking at this event. What would you have said?
It was. We're trained as Dementia Friends Champions to run sessions, information sessions. So I was planning on just doing an information session to supporters of the club and to hopefully staff of the club as well. They would have turned up and we would have sat there for an hour and a half and gone through the presentation. But as you say, fortunately COVID got in the way and we had to cancel it. But we've been still running sessions online, which we've been able to do. I've been doing some for work and I've been doing some for privately as well. So people can still go onto the Dementia Friends website and find out more about it and actually sign up for a session. They can do it via the miracle of modern technology, Zoom and Skype and all that now. So they're done by that. But it was important for me, I think, as a Dementia Friends champion, to raise awareness. I do it through work, but I also want to do it through other people that I'm in touch with. And you talk to people about dementia and there are these preconceived things about it that actually, no, you can live well with dementia, and that's what we want to get the message across. You can change people's circumstances. Yes, it is a horrific disease, but you can help people through it and understand it. And if we can get more people understanding what dementia is, then the better we are all equipped to support each other with it.
Dave, what was your reaction when you heard about Sir Bobby Charlton, also diagnosed with dementia?
Really sad. Bobby Charlton cuts across whatever club loyalty you've got. You could be a Liverpool fan, but you'd still think Bobby Charlton was one of the greatest footballers this country ever produced, along with his brother Jackie as well, and Nobby Styles. They're from the 66 winning World Cup squad. As an English football fan, for me, they are the greatest English team. They've come close, but they haven't come close enough to them. And they are the heroes. When we lost Bobby Moore through another horrific disease, cancer, that was horrible. But now they're aging and now we're seeing our heroes going in front of us. So it really is sad. And I think it's very, as Dawn said, it's very brave of her family, of Bobby's family, to actually put it out there and tell people that, yes, he does have dementia. So, thoughts are with them, but, he's got his love and his family around him to support him.
Great to talk to you, Dave. Thank you for all your work as a dementia friend. Lovely to talk to Dave from Gravesend, Ebbsfleet United match day announcer. This is BBC Radio Kent.